This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storyteller Series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic, and then we share them with you here. In Phoenix, the storytellers share their stories about our community or about the life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
In 1992, Dennis Wagner worked at the Phoenix Gazette. Dennis, photographer Mike Chow, and reporter Ben Witten were assigned to cover the riots in South Central Los Angeles. This was right after the police officers who attacked Rodney King were acquitted. The reporters arrived in L.A. and hired a cab to drive them to the riot zone.
So we took off into the riot zone, and it was just eerily quiet. There were no rioters on the street. It was still 6 or 7 in the morning. There were people out sweeping glass and boarding up buildings and telling us, beware, this is a dangerous place. I just remember that as the morning progressed, it started getting a little bit more perilous. We come to a store, and I think it was a sporting goods store, but I'm not sure, but it was on fire, and there were looters piling out the doors of the store. Mike wanted to stop and get pictures. So the cabbie stopped, and Mike got out at this street corner. There's rioters literally on all four corners around us, too. And out of nowhere, these two giant guys the size of football players, one of them pushes me aside, and the other one reaches into the cab and grabs Ben and says, "We're taking this cab." I can hear him threaten the cabbie's life, "Driver, we're going to kill you." The cabbie, he starts driving down the street. And I'm thinking, this is the end. And the cabbie all of a sudden stops. He gets out of the cab, he holds up the keys in the air, and he starts yelling, "I go no further, I go no further." And this big, huge dude comes right up to me, and I think, oh, but this is really bad, and gets right in my face, and he whispers, "If you guys want to live, get your asses into that cab right now, and I'll walk with you." So I turn to Mike and I go, "Let's go." And as we were doing that, the two guys who had carjacked us got out of the cab and walked away. Kind of was really impressive. And to have this Middle Eastern cab driver, it was just unbelievably courageous for him to stop there instead of to go on. And it wasn't the end of the story because there were 58 deaths, 2,000 injuries, 3,600 fires, $1 billion in damage, and there was one changed man, me. I learned to look at everything differently and not to look at the rioters or the cops who hit Rodney King in a vacuum or in a single frame photo. It was about, as a reporter, my job is not to just tell what happened. My job is to understand why it happened. And these things happen for a reason. And in 1992, they happened for a reason. And hopefully, as a journalist, we can help people to learn from those things. But we haven't done a very damn good job, because now we have the same things happening again. And I guess we're going to have to get better at writing the stories and maybe explaining the why, so that people can not only read it, see it, but have an empathy with it, appreciate what it means to them. So thank you guys very much.
Dennis Wagner is now an investigative reporter at the Arizona Republic.
You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Wednesday, May 18th, at the Rebel Lounge in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more storytellers from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.com.